evening. It's an honor to introduce and welcome my friend Chris here tonight. I could talk about Chris's Pulitzer Prize winning work as a war correspondent covering conflicts in Latin America, the Middle East, the Balkans. I could talk about his long and distinguished list of books, including Wars, of course, That Gives Us Meaning, which was shortlisted for the National Book Award, Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt, his current book. I could talk about his activities as a dissident intellectual involved in the Occupy movement and taking the Obama administration to court over the, over the National Defense Authorization Act and winning. Thank you, Chris. But instead, I want to just briefly say, when George Orwell went to fight in the Spanish Civil War, he stopped off first in Paris, and he met with writer Henry Miller. And Henry Miller said to him, "Spain, the fix is on." By which he meant, why bother to go fight in Spain? It's become a war between two rigid authoritarian ideologies. Why bother? And I think a lot of people feel these days that the fix is on. And why bother? You know, the fix is on with climate change, with economic justice, with civil liberties. And we've got guns and guns and more guns, and we're drowning in blood. We have a virtual war on women and LGBT folks. We have intractable racism and permanent war. It's hard not to feel the fix is on. And Chris helps us understand what is going on. But I think even more importantly, he provides us with hope. Realistic hope. Hope that's rooted in resistance and in a religious understanding of community. And for that, I am truly grateful.